Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we help you navigate the intricacies of the English language. Today's episode promises to be both enlightening and a touch controversial as we dive into the great debate: should we say an historic or a historic? Keep listening to unpack the mystery of this linguistic conundrum.
Ever stumbled upon a phrase where you were uncertain about which article to use? An before historic sounds rather fancy, but is it correct, or should we go with a? Abby, care to enlighten us?
I'd love to, Jack. Grammar rules dictate that a precedes consonant sounds, while an precedes vowel sounds. Key here is sounds, not letters. Hence, an is correct before historic if you're not pronouncing the H, like an historic moment.
Right, but the plot thickens. The pronunciation of historic has changed over time. Originally, words starting with H in Old English often had a silent H, so an historic was commonplace. But as pronunciation evolved, the H became audible, suggesting a historic is now more appropriate.
Excellent point, Jack. In fact, many words that once took an don't anymore. For example, an hotel is now quaintly archaic because we say a hotel.
Let's try that quiz format, shall we? Here's a sentence for you. It was blank honor to meet the author. What's the correct article to use?
That would be an, since honor starts with a silent H. Great example, Jack.
Now how about the phrase, it was blank historic event?
That's tricky since it depends on pronunciation. I'd say a historic event because I pronounce the H. Shall we delve into some history?
Indeed. Etymologists note that an was used before unstressed syllables starting with H in the 18th and 19th centuries. It was even regarded as more genteel or proper back then.
Absolutely. And language purists sometimes cling to an historic, though contemporary usage heavily favors a historic. It's fascinating how pronunciation and usage trends shape grammatical rules.
Indeed. And modern grammar guides tend to recommend a historic with the pronounced H. It aligns with the general rule of A before consonant sounds.
Here are more examples. For horror, we say a horror movie, not an horror movie, because the H is pronounced.
True. Let's not forget regional variations. In some accents, the H is dropped, so an historic might still be correct in those dialects.
Right, Jack. Language is alive and reflects where and how it's used. Context influences whether A or an precedes historic.
Whichever way you say it, the message is clear. English is about communication, not perfection.
Well said, Jack. And that wraps up this episode of Grammar Lab. If you have questions for us to answer on future episodes, reach out to grammarlab@pagepods.com. That's grammarlab@pagepods.com, also available in the show notes.
If you like the show, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review to help others find us. For the latest episodes and transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter with the link in the show notes, or drop us an email.
Thanks for joining us at Grammar Lab, where language comes to life. Until next time, may your grammar be as historic as today's debate. Goodbye.
Goodbye, fellow grammar enthusiasts.